Listening Library presents Saving Montgomery's Soul by Mariko Tamaki. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. T.S. Eliot. Chapter 1. I used to have a t-shirt that had the words, "Never Stop Exploring," on it. On the front was a starry moonlit sky with puffy text across the belly. On the back was a tiny ship floating into what I imagined to be an endless night. When I was in fourth grade, I wore the shirt to show and tell. I said it was my favorite because it had a moon on it. Some kid at the back of the room shouted out, "The moon." "Duh," I said. "There's more than one." I got a time out, because it's not nice to say duh, even though I was right. It is a moon, which I knew back then and I know now. The universe is really big. There's more than just the one moon that happens to hang over the teeny tiny town of Ante, California, where I live, have lived, for what feels like forever. Although Mama Kate says everything feels like forever when you're 16. It was a crispy but sunny fall afternoon in Ante. Outside, I could see the shadow of a day moon hanging like an idea in the blue sky. The clock at the front of the club's room, also Mrs. Dawson's classroom, ticked to 3:31, and I called the meeting of the Jefferson High Mystery Club, Jefferson's smallest student organization, to order.